We are doing the Ahavat Chesed, and we're holding in Chelek Aleph, Perek Asiri, Halacha He. 10th chapter, the 5th Halacha. Himcha etzel shulchani litenlo. Let's say they gave over to a money changer that hopeim, kigon, he says in parentheses, shaya poel tzich lema'ot, v'emido ba'alabait lachoel etzel shulchani, v'amal lo tenlo b'dina ma'ot v'alai l'shalem. So the person who hired the worker said to the money changer, you give him this much money, I'll pay it all. Meaning he tells the guy, you pay him his wages, and I'll still pay you. He has an account with him. In our day, it might be the bank. Vekibel alav ha-shulchani, and the money changer accepted the deal. Begam nitotza poel ha-davar, and the worker also agreed. So once I've agreed with him that he can collect the money from someone else, I am no longer responsible for paying his wages, and as such, shuven bala over bala bait belav delotalin. Then the one who hired him no longer will transgress the prohibition of withholding wages. We said that the Torah prohibits withholding wages once the work is done, and once we've agreed that he can collect his wages from someone else, I am no longer responsible to pay him on time. Afilu lo yale balabait yale shuchni klumata. Even if I don't have an account, I don't have credit in my account by him. Afilu imera shel vasof lo natan lo shulchani, and even if the money changer ultimately reneges on the agreement, he says, I'm not paying up. Because the Torah says, do not withhold pe'ulat sachir itecha. Don't withhold the wages by you. Ve'lo ze, and the Torah is not referring to this instance, she'en scharo itecha, that his wages aren't by you, ele etzel ha'shulchani, but rather it was agreed it's by a third party. So even if afterwards, technically, we run into a problem, there's a glitch, the money changer closes his shop, he refuses to live up to his end of the deal, I have not transgressed, I the employer, because technically our agreement was that someone else will pay the wages. So if you give a check, even if you don't have coverage in the bank, if the bank will let you go into minus, so then the fact that you have an agreement that the bank will pay him his wages, that's it. If he collects it tomorrow, the next day, you didn't pay him his wages, but it's within his power to collect those wages from the bank.